What do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel, and it just runs along the ground? It's sort of light brown, and it has dark stripes on its body. It's about that big. I don't know if you have them around here.
I call them skunkers. That's what I call them.
Well, now those are the ones that smell bad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you have those around here?
No, they don't be around here. Now they're used to the torches. They've cleared up so much around here, they run all off.
Uh-huh.
That's what I call them, skunks.
Yeah.
Well, now there's another little animal that's smaller than a skunk that doesn't smell bad. It's a bit, well, actually, I guess about the size of a rat, but it's furry.
It's a squirrel, isn't it?
Well, now these don't run up in trees.
Uh-huh. There's mud rats.
Uh-huh.
And there's polecats. There's skunk. And...
Is there a difference between a skunk and a polecat, or are they just different names?
Yeah, yes, yes. Skunks are the same thing, polecat.
Yeah, yeah,
uh-huh. It's called the
same. Yeah, right.
Okay. What do you call a little animal that's about that big around, and it hops along the ground, and it lives near ponds or lakes?
That's a bullfrog.
You got any of those around here?
You have one that pond broke up, busted down here. There used to be a pond out there.
Uh-huh.
And toadfrogs, ooh, I just love them things, scare them too. That's playful if you're going the other way. Yeah.
Well, now, what's the difference between a bullfrog and a toadfrog?
Well, you can eat a bullfrog today, but you can't eat a toadfrog.
That's right.
Well, now, do they both live around the water?
The toadfrog do, and the bullfrog too, but the bullfrog live in the water. I don't know whether a toadfrog goes in the water or not, but I know it goes into it.
Uh-huh. Well, do you have any names for frogs that don't live near water?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now there's some little tiny things that it's a different variety of the same thing. And sometimes they live up in trees, and sometimes they chirp in the springtime. It looks like a bullfrog, except it's a lot smaller.
That's old tree frog.
Okay.
What that is.
What do you call ordinary worms that are used for bait in fishing?
I'm scared of
them. You scared of worms?
I don't fish. Oh, me. I don't know what they call it. Oh, great big ones.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what they call them. I'll go see them, but I don't put my hand on the young snake.
Well, how are you going to bait your hook if you
don't? Nobody's baits on it.
Well, now that's the way to go fishing. Do you make somebody take the fish off the hook, too?
Yes, ma'am. I ain't going to take the fish. If he's done that, he can just stay there. Oh, me.
Okay, and you can't think of what the people call those worms?
No, I can't say.
Okay. What do you call an insect that sends off light on and off in the summertime? You can see it at night.
What lightning bug? Okay. Well, I've had more of you this summer.
They're really kind of pretty, isn't
they?
Yeah,
pretty, yeah.
What do you call an insect that has a long, thin body, and it's usually about that long, I guess, and it flies around over lakes or ponds? It's long and skinny.
I always have a tail, but I didn't know what it looked like.
Uh-huh. Well, it's, I'll draw you a picture one. It's in a very good picture. Let's see, they look sort of like that, and those are the wings coming out to the sides.
That's a mosquito, ain't it?
Well, it's bigger than a mosquito.
Uh-huh. I don't know what you call that thing. I didn't know. I forgot.
Okay. Let's see, what do you call an insect that looks like a wasp, and it builds a nest out of mud, and some people say it doesn't sting?
Big dog.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
What do you call nuts that ripen under the ground?
Right under the ground.
Underneath the ground. And you have to shell them.